Good evening and welcome to our very first edition of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour. My name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 18 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, natural alternatives, and healthier lifestyle choices. Also, I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions or specific topics you would like me to address in future editions. I would like to dedicate the first segment to the importance of nutrition in general and explain in great detail why nutrition is so fundamental to good health and why it is such a challenge today to even find nutritious food. And we will take some short breaks in between the information and we will listen to relaxing music. And today I will be featuring music from the CD called Peaceful Mind. And this CD features a variety of artists and we will be listening to various tracks of the feature CD throughout the Natural Health and Wellness Hour. Sadly, we know that our nation is faced with a severe health crisis. National health expenditures nearly doubled from 1990 to 2000, and they keep rising. According to statistics prepared by the World Health Organization regarding healthy life expectancy, it turns out that the U.S. ranks only 37, which is nearly dead last compared to other industrialized countries. And many experts say we are in a health crisis today and that medical costs could end up bankrupting our country. So our country spends more than any other nation on health care, and yet it has done very little for the nation's health status. Although taking the most expensive drugs and having the most expensive procedures can be helpful or life-saving sometimes, for the most part, living a healthy lifestyle does far more to protect your everyday health. So prevention is really a big key, and sadly enough, our healthcare system does not focus on prevention at all. We all know that we live in a world full of challenges, which makes it harder to maintain good health. We know the air we breathe is polluted, as is the water we drink. Our soils are depleted and the foods we eat have been chemically and genetically altered and are loaded with artificial ingredients, pesticides, hormones, and so much more. It is a challenge every day to provide the body with the essential nutrients needed to maintain well-being. One thing I always stress with my clients is the importance of taking responsibility for one's health, which requires work, commitment, and diligence on a daily basis, and the choices we make every day have a very profound effect on our health. The body makes new cells every day, and the foods we choose and the things we do either damage the cells or nourish them. It is very easy to surmise to the unhealthy choices we are constantly bombarded with, but ultimately it is up to us to make the right choice. No profound changes will take place unless the person is willing to make improvements. Good health really is a work in progress. It is a journey and not a destination. So let's take a short break and listen to a track from our feature CD, Peaceful Mind, and we will be right back. Thank you. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia Jewell. And we are talking today about the importance of nutrition. And we know that food is the source of all nutrients required by the body to perform its many biochemical processes. And without these required nutrients, the chemical processes are unable to happen. Almost every disease was originally caused by nutritional deficiency. And since nutritional deficiencies are normally not life-threatening at first, but instead take time to manifest themselves, most people tend to ignore subtle warning signs. Each person has a very unique, what's called biochemical thumbprint. And this thumbprint, however, is similar enough in function to respond to and benefit from certain fundamental nutritional principles. For example, the body is a self-healing mechanism. It is capable of healing, repairing, and reconstructing itself when provided with adequate amounts of good water, air, and proper food. However, body processes may become so unbalanced that the standard potency of food is insufficient, or, like in most cases, the food available lacks the required nutrients and minerals. Today's use of processed foods, genetically engineered foods, and foods grown on depleted soil does not meet the body's nutritional requirements. And as a result, the use of whole food concentrates or an amount of time is often needed in order to correct deficiencies, promote healing, and return the body to a state of homeostasis. Just to show the significance nutrition has on a daily basis and whether the cells receive nourishment, I want to point out that the human body is composed of between 80 and 100 trillion cells. So approximately 1 billion cells must be replaced every hour, which adds up to be 24 billion cells a day. So the body also contains over 1,600 types of protein, and each protein is made of a different number and combination of about 20 to 22 amino acids. And enzymes are one type of protein. Every biochemical reaction depends upon a chemical response triggered and controlled by a specific enzyme system. So to carry on the life process, each of the 80 to 100 trillion cells must digest constructive food, excrete wastes, repair itself, and carry on essential functions. Every cell requires all the known and unknown elements of nutrition. Although each person needs all the same nutrients, the quantities of each nutrient needed daily are distinctively different. It may vary because of environmental and circumstantial conditions, and this is where my profession as a nutritional health practitioner comes in. I'm able to determine through various testing methods and nutritional exams a person's nutritional status and can also determine and address nutritional deficiencies and correct these imbalances with whole food nutrition and food concentrates. If you would like to find out more about my services, please go to my website, www.elywellness.com. And if you need more information, please give me a call at 365-2288. The difference between natural foods and synthetic foods: with natural foods and food concentrates, the body can actually choose to assimilate its needs and excrete what it does not need. This is what's called selective absorption. In contrast, fractioned or synthetic supplements allow absolutely no choice. The body must deal with the chemical in some manner and actually can suffer consequences of biochemical imbalances and toxic overdose. And we will examine this topic in great detail in future segments. So let's take another break and listen to another song from our feature CD, Peaceful Mind, and we will be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we have been talking about the importance of nutrition today. And we're going to continue with our topic. And to find one of the reasons why we're struggling to stay healthy, we have to take a close look and gain a better understanding what happened to our food supply. There is an excellent book I highly recommend. It is called Going Back to the Basics of Human Health by Mary Frost. And I will actually try to have it available for sale at the Evergreen Spond Wellness Center in the near future. And this book gives us clear and concise answers to many of our own health issues that we face today and helps us understand the impact of lifestyle and diet on our health. This book defines the difference between whole natural foods and the devitalized high-carb, sugar-laden foods on the markets today and is an absolute must-read for everyone who seriously cares about their health. And I will quote some of the information out of this book today. Mary Frost's studies as a practitioner and researcher in the field of nutrition have led her to conclude that there are three major culprits contributing to the disintegration of our health. The United States has one of the most advanced trauma care systems in the world, and yet we have failed miserably in supporting our everyday health needs. One of the first and foremost culprits is the harm that is done to our food before it even gets to us, which includes the depletion and demineralization of the soil, the contamination of produce by excessive use of pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. And then there's also the use of chemicals in our foods, you know, through overprocessing, enriching, and preserving, and the contamination of water from pesticide runoff and fluoridation. Another problem is synthetic vitamins taken as supplements. And last but not least, the recommended low-fat, low-protein, but high-carbohydrate diets. And we have to remember that foods are not what they once were. Today's fresh produce is far less nutritious. For example, to get the iron that was available in one cup of spinach back in 1945, you would have to consume about 65 cups today. And an orange that contained about 50 milligrams of natural vitamin C complex in 1950 now contains 5 milligrams. And this is in great part due to soil depletion. And soil is the basis of all life. Of course, the plants that grow in soil are at the lowest end of the food chain, and they in turn become food for animals at the next level of the food chain. And these animals are then the food supply for humans at the highest end of the chain. So mineral-deficient soil is one of the original sources of disease in the world today. And modern farming practices and techniques and the use of pesticides basically depleted our soils over time. And for years we have been told that without these chemicals we would have famine, so out of fear we have accepted them. But the truth is that industrial agriculture could be heading us toward famine. According to scientific studies, some of the land is so devoid of worms and microbial life, which are actually signs of a healthy soil, that the remains of harvested crops cannot be turned under anymore. And years of soil sterilization have made the soil incapable of even rotting or composting. And what's really alarming is that the pesticide production increased from 1945 to 1990 by an insane 3,300%. And in the same time period, crop loss due to insect damage increased 20%. And this is because insects are mutating so as to be able to live on these poisons. The truth is, pesticides are failing miserably, and they're poisoning our food chain, and we are not able to mutate as fast as insects do. Pesticides are difficult to eliminate. Pesticides residues can be found in plants grown in soil previously sprayed years before. And in order, for example, to be certified organic, no chemical fertilizers, pesticides, or fungicides can be used on the land for 3 years, and the land is built up organically. At the end of those 3 years, the produce is tested for pesticide residue. And if there's any residue, the farmer must wait another year and have his product tested again before he can label it certified organic. There is an excellent book. It is called A Consumer's Dictionary of Food Additives, and it is written by Ruth Winter, and it covers over 12,000 additives. And this book was last edited in 2004, and I'm sure that the number has been growing since then. But anyway, today, even if legislation were passed calling for removal of a pesticide, the pesticide companies have usually 5 years to begin to pull the designated pesticide from the marketplace. And after that, they have up to 7 years to show that this pesticide isn't dangerous to our food supply. So if the FDA did deem an additive to be poisonous, it would take several years to get it pulled from the marketplace. And there's also the importance of trace minerals. Plants do not manufacture trace minerals. They actually absorb them, and that's where the soil is so important. And much is said now in the news of the importance of different trace minerals. We hear it all the time, you know, about selenium, boron, and chromium. And just the absence of one trace mineral can cause health problems. Also dependent on trace minerals are enzymes. All metabolic processes at the cellular level depends on enzymes. Sometimes they are called the sparks of life because enzymes sustain, assimilate, and transform all life processes through their catalytic action. No species can ingest food without the presence of enzymes. There are 92 known trace elements. It will take a serious global effort to remineralize the soil and eliminate all the fossil fuel burning and the development of alternative sources of power, which in the end will help restore the carbon balance between the land and the atmosphere, according to the latest scientific studies. All these changes are just pertaining to growing the food, but it actually gets worse when one takes a look at the actual chemicalization of foods. And we will take another break, and we'll be back shortly. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia, and we are talking about the importance of nutrition today. And let's continue with our topic here. A trip to the grocery store really is more like a journey through a chemical laboratory, because most foods contain additives, preservatives, and synthetic vitamins. And we take all this for granted and assume that what we are buying is still really food. The shocking truth of how all these substances came to be in our foods is not fully understood, but really should be. Within the generation following World War I, the foods, or so-called foods of commerce, took over the marketplace. The food supply became bleached, refined, chemically preserved, pasteurized, sterilized, hydrogenated, artificially colored and flavored, highly sugared, highly salted, synthetically fortified, canned, and generally exposed to hundreds of new man-made chemicals. Now, how did all this happen? Basically, food was devitalized for the sake of convenience and bigger profit margins. In order to prolong shelf life, foods were chemically altered, especially the oils. And nutritional pioneers such as Dr. Royal Lee and Dr. Francis Pottinger and Dr. Weston Price, throughout the scientific studies and findings, tried repeatedly to expose these foods of commerce as the cause of malnutrition in our nation. And these pioneer studies repeatedly proved that refined carbohydrates and sugars, as well as all the altered oils, caused degenerative diseases. And in the front lines of those who realized what was happening to our foods stood Dr. Royal Lee, the founder of Standard Process, a whole food supplement company that I use in my practice. And I would like to quote Dr. Royal Lee, who had the knowledge and foresight and gave the country a warning about what was going to happen. And this is what he wrote back in 1943. And it goes like this. We have drifted into this deplorable position of nutritional malnutrition quite inadvertently. It is the result of scientific research with the objective of finding the best ways to create foods that are non-perishable, that can be made by mass production methods in central factories, and distributed so cheaply that they can sweep all local competition from the market. Then, after there develops a suspicion that these so-called foods are inadequate to support life, modern advertising steps in to make the people believe that there is nothing wrong with them, that they are products of scientific research intended to afford a food that is the last word in nutritive value. And the confused public is totally unable to arrive at any conclusion of fact and continues to blindly buy the rubbish that is killing them off years ahead of the time. So this is what Dr. Royal Lee wrote back in 1943. Isn't it amazing that this knowledge had been in existence since then, and yet his wisdom has been ignored for a very long time until just recently, as the latest nutrition research keeps validating these valuable findings. And Dr. Royal Lee also pointed out back in the 1950s that natural fats and oils contain vitamins A, E, K, and a lot of important trace minerals, and that we need them to maintain our normal weight, normal blood pressure, to prevent heart disease, and to maintain hormonal balance. And he warned of the destruction to our health when fats and oils are tinkered with. And we will talk in great detail in future segments about the dangers of refined oils and which fats and oils are beneficial to our health. Now let's take another break here, and we will play another track from our feature CD, Peaceful Mind, and we will be back shortly. Thank you. Welcome back to our Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we will continue with our topic. We are talking about the importance of nutrition today. All nutritional therapy begins with the food being consumed. It is up to the person to make intelligent decisions, of course. And the problem is that we as a public have been misinformed for so long. In a world of overprocessed, bioengineered convenience foods, the standard American diet has proven to be headed down the wrong path. The commercial food industry has actually dominated America's eating habits for nearly 100 years. What most people don't realize is that it has taken a cumulative toll on us, weakening us from generation to generation. From the 1930s onward, the nutritional deficiencies these foods created began to literally alter our genes. Dr. Royal Lee was one of the first to recognize that overprocessed foods cause disease and genetically transmitted conditions. One of my goals with this 1 hour weekly program is to inform my listeners about all the dietary dangers and to lead you back to the original diet and path that is intended for us. And we will discuss revolutionary scientific findings in nutrition, and we will feature foods that are of nutritional value, and we will address lifestyle changes that will guide you to improve your health and quality of life. We will also examine many food items and look at their medicinal value, because ultimately, foods can and should be your medicine. So every week we will feature and highlight a food, a power food, a food that has great nutritional value, and we will talk about ways to prepare and consume this particular food. And I hope that it will inspire you to work this particular food into your meal plan. And we will take another short break here, and when we come back, we will highlight the food of the week.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we have been talking about nutrition, and we will be wrapping up the show here pretty soon, but we wanted to feature a special food, and our food of the week is Brussels sprouts. Now, I know very well that not very many people will label Brussels sprouts as one of their favorite foods, but it is actually one of the most nutritious vegetables available. Brussels sprouts belong to the cruciferous vegetable family or cabbage family, and they contain a series of phytonutrients which help fight cancer. And sulfur-containing compounds trigger the liver to produce detoxifying enzymes which aid in the elimination of potentially carcinogenic substances. Our liver is basically like the oil filter in a car, and if it becomes clogged, it leads to a series of health problems. Every process in your body will slow down due to a clogged liver. Studies have found that one nutrient present in this vegetable is responsible for suppressing the development of precancerous cells. And also research has shown a relationship between the consumption of cruciferous vegetables and the reduced risk of premenopausal breast cancer. Beyond that, Brussels sprouts help keep the digestive system running smoothly thanks to a high fiber content. And the hearty vegetable also provides plenty of vitamin A and C, which are two very powerful antioxidants that may help reduce the risk of some cancers. In addition, vitamin A boosts immune system function and promotes healthy, resilient skin. Folate, another heart healthy nutrient found in the Brussels sprouts, may prevent memory loss and is essential for pregnant women as it helps prevent birth defects. Now let's talk about some cooking tips here for the Brussels sprouts. What you basically do is you remove the yellow or discolored leaves and soak your Brussels sprouts in a bowl of cold water to remove any dirt. And you can actually add a little bit of sea salt to the water. And then you trim the stem right at the base of the head. And if you cook them whole, you cut an X into the base so the heat can actually evenly penetrate the sprouts. And you boil or steam them for no longer than 10 minutes, because if you overcook them, you will get that unappealing sulfur smell, as well as it will diminish all the nutritional value. One interesting recipe that I came across not so long ago is spicy roasted Brussels sprouts. And the Brussels sprouts are basically tossed with oil, preferably olive oil, and seasoned with salt and pepper. And then you spread them out on a cookie sheet and you roast them in the oven about at 425 degrees. And it will take about 20 or 25 minutes until they are tender. And then you add kimchi. And kimchi is actually a Korean dish available in specialty markets. And it's a spicy mix of pickled and fermented vegetables. So this perks up the dish while adding a lot of nutrients and a bit of heat, which is especially great for those cold winter nights. And so when you add the kimchi to the Brussels sprouts, depending on how many Brussels sprouts you have, you can add between half a cup to a cup of the kimchi. And you only need to put it back in the oven and continue cooking the dish in the oven for another 2 minutes until the kimchi is heated through. I hope you will have fun with this recipe, as well as explore other recipes to include this vegetable in your diet. And so this concludes our very first segment of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour. I hope you enjoyed the program and found it informative. The music I featured today was from the CD Peaceful Mind, and I hope you enjoyed the music as well. I hope you will join me again next Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on WELY, or you can also listen online on WELY.com. Once again, I welcome all your suggestions and also feedback for future topics. And if you would like to improve your health, I offer a variety of services from nutritional counseling to massage therapy and body treatments. You can always go to my website at www.elywellness.com, or you can pick up a pamphlet with a list of services at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center in Ely, and we are located right on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Chapman Street. Our retail store also features a variety of health and beauty products, as well as high-quality whole food supplements and concentrate. Thanks again for listening. Be well, have a great week, and I will talk to you next week.